From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. The healthcare debate isn't just pitting Democrats against Republicans. Powerful Catholic institutions are also at odds with each other. The question is, does the Senate bill allow for federal funding of abortion? Catholic bishops and Catholic hospitals looked at the same bill and came to opposite conclusions. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports.
Few people shape the minds of Catholic bishops on abortion more than Richard Dorflinger, their point man on pro-life issues. He's studied the House and Senate bills, and he's fine with the House bill. But he says the Senate version presents loopholes that could allow for federally funded abortions.
So this would be an enormous expansion of abortion funding that has not been seen in this country for 37 years.
In the past, the bishops have supported universal health care. But taking Dorflinger's lead, the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops is urging lawmakers not to vote for this year's bill. Now, usually Catholic hospitals march in lockstep with the bishops on life issues, but not this time. Sister Carol Keehan, who heads the Catholic Health Association, is lobbying lawmakers to vote for the bill.
I believe this bill is a good first step.
She says it will provide health care to more than 30 million poor people and ease costs for everyone else. As for abortion, she says her group did its own legal analysis, talked to experts, and found no loopholes.
We have the president. We have the Speaker of the House, we have the Leader of the Senate, and we have the Secretary of HHS saying publicly there will be no federal funding for abortion.
If there were any concerns, Keehan says the administration put those to rest. Not so, says Richard Dorflinger.
They have tried, but they don't have the authority to do it.
Dorflinger says consider the federally run community health centers, which provide health care to millions of low-income Americans. He says the administration may not intend federal money to go for abortions at these centers. But he says there is no language stopping it. And in the past, courts have ruled that unless Congress explicitly prohibits it, federal money can be used to pay for abortions.
That overrides the president, it overrides HHS, it overrides the wishes of the community health centers themselves. You have to have Congress say it, or there is a mandate in the legislation, read into it by the courts, that this includes abortion.
The issue has sparked a rare war between the bishops and other Catholic institutions. Just today, a group representing nearly 60,000 Catholic nuns urged Congress to pass the bill, arguing that the bishops were making, quote, false claims about abortion. David Gibson, author of two books on the Catholic Church, has been following this intra-Catholic fight for Politics Daily. He says most people who have looked closely at the legislation believe the bishops are worried about what could happen, not what's actually in the bill.
So it's really, as someone called it, a lot of worst-case scenarioism.
Gibson says it's significant that the Catholic Health Association broke with the bishops and supports the bill.
The kind of endorsement and a reassurance from a group like the Catholic Health Association can really, I think, both change minds and give political cover to those who are on the fence.
Already, at least a couple of pro-life Democrats have said they'll support the bill after Catholic hospitals endorsed it. But Gibson says with a vote this close, who knows if that will make the difference. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.